Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Sarah Levy is here. You'll know her from things like Schitt's Creek, but also now The Reluctant Traveller with her dad, Eugene Levy, traveling around the world and spending a lovely time here in Ireland, which was an incredible episode. Please check it out on Apple TV. Welcome back to Ireland.
Oh, feels good to be back.
We'll get to your royalty connections in a minute, yes. Okay? But first of all, I mean, I want to just talk about this show in general, The Reluctant Traveller, right?
Like, yes.
It's such a great premise for a show, but is it just a premise, or is your dad, Eugene, actually a bit of a reluctant traveler?
It is so not a premise that I want to like scream it from the rooftop sometimes because it truly is so deeply not a premise.
Okay.
And I think that through his travels, honestly, having it be in season three now, I've honestly noticed such a difference in his kind of excitability.
Joie de vivre, or whatever that phrase
like
is.
Like going to a new place now, yeah. Like whereas before he was, now I think he's sort of invigorated by travel and he's getting a little excited, more excited about it than he ever was before. But I mean, he does not... Travel was not and still pretty much is not his thing.
Okay.
So it's been kind of really nice to see him open up so much.
That's what I was going to comment on was what it's called The Reluctant Traveler. He's actually a really good traveler. It might be getting out of his comfort zone, but he's very good.
I know. And I think he's surprised himself with how curious he is on these travels and meeting all of these people. I mean, I went with him when he shot the episode going to the Maldives in season one, and it was the very first episode they ever shot. And we were on an island, and I was watching him talk to a fisherman on the island, and I just thought, never in my life did I think I'd be seeing this picture right now.
Yeah.
What is happening? And it's just been so nice, I think, to watch him be able to meet all of these incredible people and have their stories kind of be at the heart of this.
Because that's the thing about it. I mean, he's such a great host because although he's being hosted in all these countries, he's hosting the TV show. So he's bringing out the stories of all these people from all around the world and doing an amazing job at it.
Totally. I mean, if you asked me 4 years ago, would your dad be good at hosting something? I'd say probably you should pass.
When you guys were growing up then, he surprises us all. When you guys were growing up, was travel a thing? I mean, did you guys just stay in Canada and travel there? Or did you travel like abroad to foreign countries and cross the seas all the time?
Not really. No, we weren't a big traveling family. He traveled a lot for work anyway, which was mostly to the States.
Of course.
So any travel we really did was just to go visit him or go with him to wherever he was going. But rarely was it Europe. Rarely were we traveling on, you know, Bahamian vacations. We were just...
Driving over the border, going to New York or Chicago and going home.
Exactly. Exactly. Our trips were like Buffalo for shopping because we didn't get any other good stores in Canada. But no, so we didn't do a ton of traveling. And he was not a traveler growing up. He didn't do a ton of traveling. Really, the most traveling he's done has been in the last 4 years. 3 years.
Wow. And I just wonder what it's like as an adult holidaying with your dad, because it seems like such a natural thing, but then you think about it and go, no, what adults go on, you know, one-to-one holidays with their parents, one of their parents?
Yes.
Like
no one.
Yeah.
No one. And fortunately I've been able to get this opportunity because it is really rare. Even if you want to do that, it's rare to be able to, as an adult, get time off and coordinate schedules to be able to do that. So this was such a perfect way for us to be able to do it. And And have access to things that we wouldn't normally be able to have access to, enjoying all these really amazing things that we did in Ireland. My dad and I have a great relationship, and I love spending time with him. To be able to do these kinds of things, I only hope that my son, when he grows up, would enjoy doing a one-on-one vacation with me
Yeah,
too.
I have growing up kids right now, and I'm just looking at them going, there is no way they would want to go on a one-to-one holiday with me.
It's like, Dad, ugh.
I got an eye
They
roll. I
got
see that all the time.
it. Yeah, give them another 10 years,
Exactly.
15
I'm hoping
years.
so. But
Yeah.
also, I love your relationship because you are so obviously father-daughter. You're so obviously in the same family. Like, there's no opportunity that goes by without, as we call it in Ireland, a good slagging. Like, there's you will never
Course,
let it pass that you can just go, now hang on a second.
no, why would you? Why miss the opportunity to just cut him down? And my husband says all the time, he's like, "Man, your poor dad. He really takes it from you guys." And but he tees it up.
He does. He really
He tees
does.
it up. I don't know what else to say.
When you were here, you did so many things in Ireland. It was such a brilliant episode of the show. But you did find out that not only do you have Irish roots on your mother's side, but that you are Irish royalty, young Sarah.
Irish royalty, and I wish I knew that earlier. I would be throwing that around at restaurants and
Yes.
trying to get into concerts. That was a truly incredible day. And I've always wanted to do an ancestry
Sure.
thing and figuring out, where we came from. And to be able to have that opportunity, I say to everybody, if you have the ability to do it, do
Do it.
it, even if you're not even real. I mean, it is fascinating. It's an incredible experience. I was so I thought it was just such an amazing opportunity to be able to do it in Ireland as
Yeah, no,
well.
that really, really did come across that way. I must applaud your dad for two things. One is he tried to learn cúpla focal, which is the Irish for a couple of words, and he just kept swearing, Sarah. He just kept swearing the whole time. It was amazing. And then the other thing that we will level a criticism as a nation at North America in general, who, when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, have invented a phrase that nobody here says, which is St. Patty's Day, okay? Like the patty of a burger. No, no one says that. We say St. Patrick's Day or St. Paddy's Day, and your dad said Happy St. Paddy's Day to everybody perfectly every time. It was 10 out of 10.
That's something I would not have expected from him.
Very impressive.
Normally it's a fumble, over and over again. So
No.
I'm impressed. He does his research. He likes to show up prepared.
He was right. He was right. Let's talk Schitt's Creek, Sarah, because people love this show so much. We all, this side of the water anyway, got onto it on during lockdown, and it was just everyone's favorite show. And like, it seems to be, oh, look, this great show, the levies are in. And of course, it's a success. This took so long to break out of its original mold, right?
It took so long. It took so long. We were basically in, our fifth and sixth, our two final seasons by the time this really caught on. And I think, oddly, the pandemic kind of cultivated the audience as well. Everyone was really looking for a soft place to land, and comedy was that thing. And it just hit at a very strange but right time. And everyone who enjoys it has, it's been so wonderful to hear people's stories about why they started watching it, how they were watching, and who they were watching with, and what it did for them. And it's incredible to be a part of a show that had a ripple effect like that, of how it touched their lives in a way. And I'm so honored to be a part of that.
Amazing. And look, it's a question I'm sure you've been asked lots of times, but what is it like working so closely with your dad and your brother when they're creating this thing as you go, and your dad's the showrunner and Dan is writing it, and I think it might even have been your mom's idea initially. There was a TV show that they amalgamated the two, and so like everyone in the family's involved. How is that dynamic?
It was a wild but fascinating dynamic, because I've never I don't think we'll ever have that experience again. We're not gonna, they're not gonna create another sh it was a lightning in a bottle thing. And to watch both my brother and my dad create something that just mattered so much, and it wasn't for anybody else, but for us kind of originally. It made them laugh and it made the people they were working on it with laugh. And I feel like that's at the core what you need to enjoy it yourself in order for other people to enjoy it and to watch the progression and to watch my brother, you know, grow into this, not that he wasn't before, sure. but continue to grow into such a like unique and funny and talented actor, writer, director. He became showrunner, was so wonderful. And to watch the two of them create this together, as we were talking about working with your parents or yep. going on a vacation with your dad before, like that is so rare. And so for us all to be on a show like that, I think we knew every day how special it was.
That's brilliant. Another show that we'll have seen you in recently, and it is Halloween season, so let's talk about this, is Surreal Estate, which is yes. an amazing show. To somebody who hasn't seen it, can you give them the kind of the brief description of it? Because I think it's brilliant.
Yes, it's about an eclectic kind of group of real estate agents, a team of real estate agents that basically solve kind of the hauntings in houses before they sell them. And
the unsellable haunted houses.
The unsellable, crazy haunted houses. And
it's so funny. I love it.
A great job. And I get to work on that with Tim Robinson, who was on Schitt's Creek with yes. us as well, and played Mutt. And we have the best time. And it is the perfect time of year to watch it as well.
Of course it is. And do you believe in ghosts yourself?
100%.
Really?
I totally do. I think it would be crazy not to. This world is like too big and energetic to and not believe.
I love that. And a Levy Halloween experience, like obviously you have your own family now, but growing up and now, do you still do Halloween? The famous Irish pagan festival we invented all those thousands of years ago.
No way, yes.
Samhain it was called. Yeah, that's the original name for it, yeah.
Fascinating. Things you learn in 10 minutes. Halloween, I loved it when I was a kid. We would do trick-or-treating. We'd have people come to the house. But as I got older, I became less and less of a fan of Halloween. It just kind of stressed me out.
Okay, I understand that. You know? Well, with your son growing up and he starts, you know, trick-or-treating.
I know.
And
you're going to get so into it.
Yeah, totally. Okay, well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking
you
the time.
As well. Thank you.
Please tell your dad congratulations. We're all watching this amazing show, particularly the Irish episode. But thank you so much, Sarah.
I will. Of course. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.